This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday inaugurated the prestigious Sonmakh Tunnel in Ganderbal district of Jammu and Kashmir. The project has been constructed at a cost of over 2,700 crore rupees. The tunnel will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar Valley and Ladakh, promoting tourism and giving boost to defence logistics in the region. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Jammu and Kashmir is becoming a hub of tunnels, high bridges and ropeways. The Prime Minister asserted that work is in progress on road connectivity projects worth more than 42,000 crore rupees, underlining the significant contribution of the tourism sector to India's journey towards becoming a developed nation. The Prime Minister remarked that improved connectivity will allow tourists to reach previously unexplored areas of Jammu and Kashmir.
Viksit Bharat ke safar mein bahut bada contribution hamare tourism sector ka hai. Behtar connectivity ke chalte Jammu Kashmir ke un ilakon tak bhi tourists pahunch payenge jo abhi tak anchhue hain. Saal 2024 mein 2 crore se adhik tourists Jammu Kashmir aaye hain. Yahan Sonmarg mein bhi 10 saal mein 6 guna zyada tourists bade hain.
President of Singapore Tharman Shanmugaratnam will be on a 5-day visit to India from today. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament and officials. This will be his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. During his visit, President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu, who will also host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet with the President of Singapore. President Tharman will also visit Odisha from 17th to 18th of this month. India and Singapore have extensive cooperation based on a long tradition of friendship, trust and mutual respect. President Tharman's visit is expected to provide further momentum to bilateral relations between the two nations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with Spanish Foreign Affairs Minister Jose Manuel Albares in Madrid yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he had a productive conversation on bilateral partnership, including in trade, investment, defence, security, urban development, railways, among others, took place during the meeting. The minister added that India appreciates Spain as a votary for stronger India-EU ties and a reliable Mediterranean partner. Dr. Jaishankar noted that both the countries signed agreements on sports and sustainable urban development. He also said that the exchanges throughout this year will strengthen Indo-Spanish ties and create new momentum for cooperation. India signed a Hajj Agreement 2025 with Saudi Arabia. The agreement was inked between Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rajiju and Saudi Arabia's Minister for Hajj and Umrah, Tawfiq bin Fazan Al Rabia in Jeddah. The agreement secures a quota of 1,75,025 pilgrims from India for the upcoming Hajj pilgrimage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the government is committed to ensuring improved pilgrimage experiences for the devotees. The Bangladesh Acting High Commissioner to India, Muhammad Nurul Islam, was summoned by the Ministry of External Affairs in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, it was conveyed that with regard to security measures at the border, including on fencing, India observed all protocols and agreements between the two governments. The ministry said India conveyed its expectation that all earlier understandings will be implemented by Bangladesh and there will be a cooperative approach to combating cross-border crimes. India has also reiterated its commitment to ensuring a crime-free border by effectively addressing the challenges of the cross-border criminal activities, smuggling, movement of criminals and trafficking. It said barbed wire fencing, border lighting, installation of technical devices and cattle fences are measures for securing the border. India started their Khokho World Cup 2025 campaign with a thrilling victory over Nepal 42-37 in their Group A encounter. The match held at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi yesterday proved to be an exciting contest, setting the tone for the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.